Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com today. Very excited to introduce a personal friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Here's Dr. Ron.
Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. We are so glad that you joined us on this day. I tell you what, it's a great day to be alive. I'm just grateful for everything that God has done for each one of us. Amen. You have a lot to be grateful for, you know. You have life, health, and strength. And so each one of us are blessed. And that's so important that we give thanks to God. And that's what we want to do today. We want to give thanks to the Lord and give Him thanks for what He's done for us. I just feel like, you know, that some of us have basically forgot to be thankful for what we have. You know, it's hard. Sometimes you look at across a fence and you see somebody that is wicked and what have you, and they're prospering. They got all kinds of money. They're, got big old cars and boats and airplanes, and just seem like they got gobs of money and a big old house, and they're always going out and eating, and just and you're just crunching your numbers and what have you, and you're worried about the next time that where's the meal coming from the next time, you know, and you're having a hard time raising your kids, and it's just a challenge, you know, that you're having. But you know what? God still loves you. And so today we want to minister to you a little bit about judging. And if you turn to your Bible in Matthew, the seventh chapter of Matthew, we'll read verses 1 through 4 or 5 here and see if this will make sense to you. Okay? So, Paul, are you ready to read there?
Yep. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
Amen. Praise God. Lord, as we come before you, we thank you for this day. We ask you to minister by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch each one of us, Lord Jesus, as the word goes out, Lord. Help our ears to hear your word. Anoint our ears to hear this word. Anoint my lips, Lord Jesus, to speak the words that you'd have us to speak today. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Now, when we see the scripture, we think about, you know, people that are judging. I know that growing up, my mom, she was a very interesting individual. My mom and dad both loved the Lord, and dad was a minister and what have you, and mom, she was great, you know, she was a great woman. She raised five of us kids. I was the oldest one. And, but one of the things she used to say, you know, that was so interesting when I'd tell her, I'd read this scripture, you know, judge not, lest you be judged. And this was the first sermon that I ever preached. And, anyway, I would say, now, mom, you're not supposed to judge that individual. But she would go along and she would say, you know what? God made me a fruit picker. I said, really? I said, oh, wow. This is interesting. I didn't realize what she was trying to say. But anyway, what she was trying to say, that you would know them by the fruit that they bear. Now, the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, meekness, and so on and so forth. And see, that's what she was talking about, that we would know people by the fruit that they bear. And the fruit that they bear is that the love has to be in their hearts. And see, back then, I grew up in a very legalistic church and what have you. It was very strict. The ladies weren't supposed to, you know, wear any jeans or breeches of any kind. They had to wear, you know, long dresses and nothing very short, and had to wear, could not wear any hose. They could not cut their hair. They wasn't supposed to shave under their arms. I mean, the men weren't supposed to wear ties, and, you know, I can go on and on and on. It was such a legalistic atmosphere. It blows my mind. One time I was, in a service, and, one of the individuals had a nice ink pen, you know. I don't know if it was silver or if it was gold looking or what have you. But this preacher got on that fence line, and he started preaching about this silver or gold pen. And I like, what is he talking about? You know, why would he have gotten off on that, man? He just really got on the fence. And I tell you what, it was just totally unacceptable. I tell you what, it wasn't any love there. And see, that is what we've got to realize, you know, that everything that we do, we got to do it in love. And this scripture says, judge not, lest you be judged. We are not to judge people, and not to, you know, I know that there, you know, people tell me, you know, that over in Corinthians where Paul wrote, you know, that we were to, you know, have, we're supposed to take the, if we had a disagreement, you know, with our brethren or what have you, we're to take it to the, people take it to the civil courts, but we're not to do that. We're to take it to the, you know, the people of the church and let them decide, you know, and people have got to that place where they say, well, the, you know, the Christians shall judge the Christians. Well, I'm not so, understanding of that scripture as of yet. I've always believed this scripture here is to judge not, lest you be judged. And he says, what measure you have, that you measure somebody with, you're going to be measured by that same thing. And then he says, you know, he says, when you judge someone, he says, you got a plank in your eye. In other words, you got a two-by-four, a big old two-by-four in your eye, and you're trying to take out the little bitty speck that's in your neighbor's eye. Is that really what, you know, he's saying, you know, you have a lot to, look at. If you just look around, look, see what's going on in your life. I think about the lady, basically, that they brought before Jesus, and they brought a lady, basically, they said, oh, we caught this lady in adultery, and she was having an affair with somebody else, and she was a married woman or something, evidently, or she, you know, anyway, you know, they brought her, there was probably, you know, six or seven of them or something like that, of the men had brought her to the to Jesus, and they was trying to trip up Jesus and what have you, and try to get him to, you know, condemn her and what have you. And anyway, they said, well, what, you know, he asked him what was wrong. He said, well, we caught this lady in adultery, you know. And so anyway, Jesus gets down and he starts writing in the sand or in the dirt, you know, and I always wonder, you know, what was he writing, you know? And I think one of the things he was writing down their sins. And anyway, they still hanging around waiting for his decision. And he gets back up and he says, what are you guys hanging around for, you know? He said, we caught this lady in adultery. What are you going to do about it? And he says, well, he says, those that have no sin, throw the first stone at her. And he bends down and he starts writing again. And all of a sudden, the men start to leave. They, I guess, I'm assuming they were looking down and they were looking at the writing that Jesus was doing. And they were convicted in their hearts of the sins that they had committed and they were guilty of. And they began to leave one at a time. And finally, after a few minutes, Jesus stands up and he looks around And he says, lady, where is your accusers? And she says, I have none. And Jesus speaks to her and says, you know what? I'm not accusing you either of anything. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the forgiveness that we have that's available to us. Amen. So he tells us, do not judge someone. Do not judge. You have no right to judge someone and say, you know, you're doing wrong. You know, if they're doing wrong, we need to bring it to them and ask, you know, are there anything that we can do to help you through this situation and see if they will, you know, bring it out themselves. Don't be a judge, but do everything in love. If you do it in love, I tell you what, it will, you know, they will open up and talk to you. But take that speck or take that two before out of your eye if you're going to take a little speck out of somebody else's eye. I've been talking to Paul here, and he was having a little challenge reading the text. And I says, Paul, you know, what's wrong here, you know? And he says, I need glasses. And, you know, maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need a pair of glasses, you know. I just encourage you, if you're having a challenge with your eyes, you know, go get them examined, okay? And, you know, I know that, you know, being totally blind, I don't know if anybody knows that or not. I'm totally blind, and I've been that way for many years, and I know that God is no respected person. He still cares about us, and he, you know, I think it's very interesting, you know, that people that are disabled are looked down upon. I think that, you know, if I go around and I have my cane in my hand, I tell you what, people begin to look at me and they begin to judge me and say, well, he must be pretty pretty low, pretty this, pretty that, you know, I mean, I feel it in my spirit, you know, that they're judging me for what they do not have any idea who I am or what I do or anything, you know. You know, I minister around the world, 170 different countries that have basically noted that they've been listening in on BPN radio. And if you're around the world, I just appreciate you listening. I tell you what, we're grateful that God has given us the opportunity to reach out to many nations around this world. And we pray that God will save souls out there, that lives will be changed, that you'll be encouraged, that you'll be strengthened. Hallelujah. We don't know how long that God will give us that opportunity to minister on the internet like we're doing today. That freedom of speech, that, you know, that number one, Bill of Rights. We have the right to speak. And praise God that we have the liberty to speak out. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we need to take opportunity to speak. And any time that we have the opportunity, we need to speak it. Speak that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves every individual in this world. You were made in God's image. Hallelujah. When we look at Ephesians 2 and 10, he says that we were made in God's own image. And he definitely has put something awesome into us. Each one of us, you know, there is a note that they were talking about this morning in our services. They were talking about this note that each one of us were basically, formed in this note, on the piano or on the horn or whatever. It's a special note for life in this world. And so God spoke it into existence many years ago, and he's formed you in the womb. He says he knew David before he was ever formed in the womb. Folks, he knows each one of us. He knows every one of us, and I thank God for that. Amen? So praise God. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to think about all of those people that basically have had abortions. I know that a lot of people are so tore up because they've had that abortion. Over 60 million babies in the United States that have been aborted over the years in the last, since 1973, 45 years ago, 46 years ago, that Roe versus Wade went into effect. 60 million babies that have been aborted, that have been killed, that could have been lawyers, could have been preachers, could have been missionaries, could have been loving fathers and mothers, and they've been aborted. Folks, we have got to be grateful and thankful that each one of us are still alive, that we've been blessed. And I'm just grateful. What we need to do, though, what I want to bring out is this. If you know someone that has had abortion and they are feeling very condemned over that, they are feeling very, like they have disobeyed God and what have you, they have no forgiveness for themselves. I know that you need to go to them and just tell them that Jesus loves them, that you love them, that you care about them, that you know the heartache and the feeling that they have, that they are forgiven. And you need to say, you know, Jesus forgives each one of us. No matter what you've done, Jesus forgives us. Amen? So that plank that you have in your eye, need to take it out. And if there's someone out there that has a little speck in their eye, you know what? You need to go to them and share that love with them. Care about them. Just pour your heart out to them. Put your arm around them and say, you know what? God cares for you. God loves you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know it's very interesting. I was listening to someone the other day, and they was talking about how many people will have a child, and how many women basically will have children in the next few years. Only 1 out of 5 will have any children. I tell you what, that is scary when you think about it. There's so many women that are deciding, you know, to go to the professional field and what have you and not have any children. I just know that God intended for us. He says for us to multiply and reproduce. And that's what we're to do. We're to do that. I tell you what, God will bless you if you've got children. He wants your cupboard. He wants your house to be full of laughter and children. And if you got children, I tell you what, there is laughter there. There is love there. And I'd encourage you to love those kids. Love them with all your heart. They're not going to be children very much longer. They'll grow up before you know it. Then they'll be grown and having their own children. Hallelujah. Praise God. So are we to be fruit pickers? Are we to judge someone? That's a hard question that we need to ask ourselves. He says, judge not, lest you be judged. I just feel like that there's some people out there that you've been very, very judgmental. And I tell you what, God doesn't want you to be judgmental, because what does that do? That causes hardship. That causes people to be mad at you. And they turn their hearts towards somebody else. And you're not helping them. When you judge them and you don't have any love in your heart, I tell you what, it's not going to go very far. They're going to talk right back to you and to start, you know, maybe even cussing you out. I don't know what they'll do, but you just need to be careful and ask God to give you that boldness, but give you that love with that. Just pray for them first. Pray that God will give you the words to say. God, help us to have words to say. Have kind words to say. You know, that's the kindness that we need to share. I think about the Samaritan that basically was on the road to Damascus. Let's see, where was he at? He was going down from Jerusalem. Excuse me. He was going down from the road to Jerusalem, or going up the road to Jerusalem, or wherever he was going to. But anyway, He fell among thieves, and as he was they began to rob him. They began to strip him of all his clothes, took all of his money, and left him to die. And anyway, when this, the priest came by, he went on the other side of the road. When the other guy came along, he went on the other side of the road. But when the Good Samaritan came along, and he seen this individual, he stopped, and he checked him out, and he found that he was half dead, and he picked him up, and he probably doctored him first. He put oil, he cleaned him up, cleaned his wounds, put oil on him, put oil in his, wounds and what have you. He took him and put him on his own donkey, and he took him to the inn, took him to the hotel, as you might say, and he told the innkeeper, he says, "Take care of him. I'll be back in a few days, and if I owe you anything else," he gave him 2 pennies, I guess it was. He said, "If I owe you anything else, I'll pay you then." But this man, this Samaritan, was such a caring individual that he didn't judge that man that was beat up, that was naked. He cared about him. That's what we're to do. If we see somebody that's hurting, we need to pick them up. We need to carry them to the inn and take care of them. Folks, there's a lot of things that we need to do. As Christians, God has given us a commission to take care of people out there. He wants you to come and be bold about your love for individuals. Sometimes it's hard. I know it is. I know it's hard to pick up a stranger and take care of them. But I just believe that God wants you to be careful and ask God to give you. You know, one of the things he says, you may entertain strangers and not even know it. I know that many times my dad, he would pick up strangers that were hitchhiking on the road, and Mom would always be concerned about it, Dad would bring them home, and he would feed them. He'd talk to them about the Lord, and before you know it, it was dark, and he would talk them into staying all night with us, I know that many times as a child, I slept with individuals, men that Dad had brought home. And they were on the road hitchhiking from this place to that place, And most of them were military guys, that were trying to get to their hometown. They back then it was all right to hitchhike. We lived down where there was no buses. There was no trains that went that direction. And so it was about 30, 40 miles from the train station for the bus route and what have you. And so the guys would have to, hitchhike the rides, through the country and what have you to their home and what have you. And so Dad would pick them up, and the next day he'd feed them breakfast, and he would take them out to the highway, which was about 4 miles away, and he'd take them out to the highway, and he would try to, get them a ride and go on down the road. And many of those guys would come back later and thank Dad for, what he had done for them and what have you. Otherwise, they'd have had to sleep on the side of the road or, walk wherever, during the night. And so anyway, he was very concerned that he might entertain strangers unaware, that they might be angels. And Mom and Dad always cared about the people. And so anyway, we don't do that nowadays because of all the criminal activity and what have you. You never know. And so we want you to be careful. But I just believe that God is trying to tell us something here. Hey, there's people out there that are really hurting. Are you caring for them? Are you taking notice of the homeless? Those people that are walking the streets need to pray for them. Ask God to give you an idea. I know that there's places where they can come and they can feed, or where they can get food. Maybe you need to go down to the places where they have homeless shelters and what have you, and work with the homeless shelter some way. But open up your heart and see the need out there. There's needs everywhere you look, everywhere you turn. There is a need. Folks, there is needs on every hand. I just want you to be careful and ask God to give you wisdom and guidance. Amen? Praise God. I know that many times that I've walked the streets of St. Louis. I walked the streets of Oklahoma City. I walked the streets of L.A. I've been many places where I walked the streets. And I had no fear. I had no fear because I was doing what the Lord would have me to do. Sometimes, you know, I would walk the streets during the day, especially in L.A. I had an African-American guy that went with me that loved the Lord. I tell you what, I'm a little short guy, you know, 5'5", but this guy was 6'4", 6'5", something like that. I tell you what, he was a big guy, and I felt like he was my guardian angel, because everywhere I went, he went with me. And we had a great time. We walked all over South L.A. and Watts and different places, inviting people to church, witnessing and what have you. I know that God blessed, and we won a lot of people to the Lord. We may have run them back to church, but we stirred their hearts, I believe. You know, a little white guy with a black guy walking the streets of L.A. Praise God. It was a joy and a peace. And King has passed away. He passed away a few months ago. And I miss King. And I tell you what, he was a great guy. His name was King Solomon Wagner. And pray for his family that God administered to them. I know that God lift him up and strengthen him. But he was a great individual. And if they ever hear this message, I tell you what, I hope they do. God bless you. God bless you, Wagners. You're a great family. Love you. I had the privilege of burying Mary when we did the funeral there. And so, anyway, it was my privilege. And I love you guys. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I want to pray for you. If you've never accepted the Lord today, I want to ask you to ask the Lord to come into your heart right now. The Lord says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. He said, if you will accept the Lord, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so what we need to do, you need to ask the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Wash them white as snow. Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I want to follow you every day of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that, I believe that God will bless you. God believe that God saved you. I believe that you need to get in a Bible-believing church. If you can't get into a church, listen to BPN Radio on Sunday. Pastor Dale has a church called Breakout Church. And I tell you what, I know it comes on at 8 o'clock on Central Standard Time, at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, and then at 8 o'clock at night. And I tell you what, every day of the week, he's on the radio with us. And I tell you what, we're grateful. Pastor Dale and Gene have done a great job. And so we just love the Lord, and we're grateful for BPN Radio. Take a moment to look down there. Plant some seeds in BPN Radio. I know that God will bless you if you do. You can't outgive God. Amen? So be faithful in your giving. Be faithful in church. Amen? Don't forsake the gathering of the saints in the house of God. Take fellowship with the saints. Amen? This is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we are grateful. Tune in on BPN Radio on Thursdays at 1 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. I have a special needs program that I do. So look forward to seeing you and hearing from you. This is Ron Lester. Email me at ronlester45@gmail.com. God bless you.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Dr. Ron Lester today. And if you'd like more information about BPN Radio, just contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com. You can also visit us at bpnradio.com. Sure appreciate you listening today. Have a great day.